Blog Talk Radio.
And we making excuses and we coming out And so I just thought it was funny that Cassie is what bust out, because I'm like, I don't know. Like, listen, okay, so let me be clear. So people won't be like, oh, he's just trying to be messy and be in the drama. I don't know what Cassie said or didn't, but, you know, we used to play games back in the day. You know, I'm older than y'all, so I used to be in AA room numbers 1, 3, and 5. So if you're old enough to understand what that means, then I'm talking to you, right? But I used to be in those, and we would do picture games. So, like, if those of you who got outdated computers at that time that didn't load up this stuff that I'm talking about in the old, old days of computers, this conversation is not for you. This is for the people who actually was in the wild, wild west of computers like me, just trying out some shit, realizing that the, you know, when they talk about the dark web, that was a place that, you know, you accidentally bumped into, like, on Tuesday. Didn't even know you was in the wrong spot until somebody was like, hey, you know where you was at? Nah, bro, I was, nah. So, anyway, Cassie popped up this morning on my playlist. And so, like, this dude yelled at me, do you even know what's going on with that for you to be playing that song? I was like, first of all, sir, I never even added this song to my playlist. Like, so we can be fair to my playlist. I never added this to my playlist. This was something that just happened. This was just a magical moment in life that just happened to transpire, and that's where we ended up at. So, funny story. I got yelled at. So, whenever I'm in a city, for some reason, I tell people, like, it's the most interesting day of my life, and when I'm in the city, I often get yelled at. And I have another yelling story, and it's on my way coming home. I'll share that with y'all a little later. We'll get to that a little later. It was funny to just hear somebody yelling at people. And, like, I got up this morning and I was, like, I was adamant. There was two things that I was doing today, and I accomplished both my tasks. I was getting up this morning. Well, three. Okay, three. See, this is where the pettiness comes into me. So we're going to take a commercial break because I got to continue to tell y'all the story, because I start going down a petty hole, and I'm going to just tell y'all, the second song that I'm going to play for y'all, this is the second song that came into my spirit this morning. So y'all gonna go down my day with me today, because this was supposed to start off about Elizabeth, but I got up way earlier than Lizzie that today, y'all. Like, I beat her out to bed because I, listen, understand. And people get mad at me when I say you have to understand your child. When Elizabeth feet hits the ground, and this is something that I guess me and her mom spoiled her with, she expects attention from the moment her eyes hit the ground. From the time that she's opened her eyes, she's had one of us there to, like, in a sense, cater to her. So in a sense, when she got to actually wait for your time and attention, the queen feels some type of way. So y'all, in honor of Elizabeth Day, this is one of the songs that I had rocking today. So I played this for Elizabeth as I was going to go pay her brother's child support today. So just understand, you still got to be a stand-up fellow.
My bitch, and even my boo. There's so much in the name, there's so much more in you. You English wedding, assuming it land, but you fly by night when you in the sky, right? Through any coast by night, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, if I see that all. Let's stick to my command, and we won't fall. For better or worse times, the host of me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will say as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple. Why can't it be anything? Work happens, you work at annually. Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine.
And that's how we was getting Elizabeth's Day started. I had to get out of that petty mode that I was getting ready to jump into. Because, like, if you are me and you deal with people on a consistent basis, and people don't understand, when I say consistent basis, you deal with people from all walks of life. You deal with people in business. You deal with people going to work. You deal with people at the school. Like, you're constantly interacting with people. And it is hard to not get petty, because you are used to living your life to a certain standard. So that was what was playing when I pulled into the public parking lot to get the money order. So the craziest part, so like as I'm pulling in, like this car kind of like listen, y'all, in Tallahassee, let me tell you, this is the unsafest place to drive anything. I'm literally trying to understand how they got licenses here. Like, I need to understand who issues the test, where the test came from, like, what are the requirements to have a Florida driver's license? Because I feel like the Florida driver's license driver's book was made with an Etch-a-Sketch. There's no way y'all could tell me we got this many diverse rules in the state of Florida. And then there are Florida-based laws. Like, at the end of the day, in the left, like a Florida law, do not get in the fast lane and do the speed limit. I'm just going to tell you right now. If you want to fight a Floridian, I'm telling you, I don't care what county they're from. I don't care what section of Florida they're from. I don't care if they own the piece that's hanging off by a twig that's still like a part township of an old county that used to be a city in a municipality. Like, I don't care. I am telling you, if Florida is where they say they reside from, do not get on the highway and get in the fast lane and do the speed limit. I am telling you, they honking horns, they cussing you out, they are mad. It might be a near-death situation. There could be a vulnerable kidnapping, homicide, and missing persons report, all because of just that situation. That situation alone can literally end it for Florida. And so I try to be safe. So as I'm riding, you know, on my bike, because I'm a bike enthusiast, like I really try to bike ride as much as I possibly can. Society makes it hard, but I try to absolutely get that in. So as I'm pulling into the parking lot on my bike, bumping light on my JBL, like we just coming around, you know, like an old 88 Cadillac, yeah. Boom, 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 just banging around like it's some steel back there. And this older white gentleman, and we're going to take a break after this, this older white gentleman looks down at his daughter or granddaughter. I don't know which one. You know, hey, men be making babies till they 90 in these days, so I don't know. I'm just going to say young lady that was with him, young child. He says, baby, that's good music. And I was like, oh, that moment warmed my heart. And so we moved on. So we gonna get ready to take a commercial break here and a short break, right? So, because, you know, it's just me tonight, and I don't want to hurt my voice trying to be a superhero, because, you know, sometimes you got to realize that you need a break, too, and that you got to rest your voice and do some things as well and get some commercials in. So I'm going to do a quick commercial, and we're going to take a break. Tonight, we're doing hot toddies tonight. So we have a double lemon-infused peppermint tea, green tea, Jack honey, hot toddy tonight. So, yeah, and all of this is like hand, you know, scrubbed down, poured out, did whatever. That's why I said double lemon, because we hand squeezed the lemon and took some pills and rinds and stuff off the side of it. You know, we play with food in this area around here. I like, you know, my mama said one thing about me, and my daughter's going to be the same way. 11:22. Today is so, like if you don't know what, man, I wish the production manager was up. Tonight is a night that you really should look up. If you love me tonight, inbox me the meaning of 11:22. If you're listening to me, you know how to reach me. Share it on my page. Send it to me. Send it. Like, call the show. Do whatever. If you want to call the show tonight and talk to me, the number is 319-527-6703. But we're going to talk about it, man. We like food. And I got to give a shout-out to Uppity Edible. For this hot toddy tonight, it is amazing. We got some fresh grounded ginger in there. This is really gonna open me up, because you know, with the seasons changing, we get so caught up in what we were doing for the summer and the fall that we forget that we, like, I hope y'all prepare for the winter. So we're gonna take this quick commercial break. This song is important because I want y'all to understand. I'm explain this after the song. Y'all got to listen to the song first, because everything that I'm doing tonight specifically is dedicated to Elizabeth Day. So while I was out with the people, this is the order that things happen. So this next song is the next song that played, but it was perfect for the situation that happened. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We done rolled around the corner. We made it over to the post office now, y'all. So we live now. We didn't got our energy up because, you know, if you went to Publix today, and I didn't think about what today was, it's Thanksgiving Eve. I don't, you know, we don't celebrate holidays in my house. We celebrate birthdays. Birthdays and anniversaries is the most important thing in my house. So I can't tell you how to live yours. We just go eat dinner tomorrow. We're going to watch a lot of sports. That's what I do. I'm off until Monday. I hope y'all put your out-of-office replies up and they know who to call, when to call, where to call, because if they call me this weekend, because I'm off. I worked all year. I mean, all year. I worked all year, and I'm off. So if you don't pay attention to the out-of-office reply and you don't know who to contact when you try to reach out to me this week, going to be hurt. I'm sorry, because I don't care. Like, listen, I'm going to tell you where you can go dump yourself this weekend if you call me. But that's neither here nor there. So I slide around the corner, and I get over to the post office, and I go check the box, and I'm like, all right, cool. I remember the last time this happened, the box was probably already closed out. So I'm like, cool, bet. Let me go in here because I need a stamp anyway, because now that I done moved offices again, I don't know where stamps are right now. I'm looking for a roll of stamps between here and storage, because I got a roll of stamps. It's just missing. So I go get in the line, and I'm just standing there. I'm going to be patient and whatever. So I heard the old, you ever hear an old lady say something, and you know that when they said it, because of how they said it, they meant what they said. Like, you know, when your grandma said, uh-uh, baby, that's not how I want you to do that. Do that. It was that tone. Like, it was that speech pattern. She told you exactly what she wanted to do in the order that she wanted to do, and all I'm asking you to do is the fuck do it, right? So I heard her when she said it, and so I'm still minding my business because all my stuff is pre-filled out. All I got to do is put the envelope over here. I already got my exact change counted out, 66 cents. You know what I'm saying? I had my two quarters. I had a dime, I had a nickel, and I had a penny. Bitch, I'm going here, exact change, I ain't swiping shit for no fucking 66 cents. Fuck that, y'all gonna have to take money. Because y'all know some places still don't take American cash. Like, you gotta come with some other stuff. So I'm like, all right, cool. Bet, this is gonna be a great day. Great, great day. So I'm listening. I'm already expecting to be in here for a minute because Publix was forever 4 minutes ago. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be here for a minute. Cool. Chilling, hanging out, doing my thing. The girl starts just, because the girl is just, so again, it's a busy day. It's the day before a holiday, so it's ignorant in that bitch. Why did I, again, go to another one of the busiest places in the world? It's because I had something to do and I needed to get it the fuck done. I'm going to pay my child support. It's going to be sent off today, so that way when they open up on Monday, they can go ahead and do whatever the fuck they need to do, because that way I just don't want no problems, right? On time, every time, do it the right way. That's just what my mama told me. So, boom, get it in there so it can get sorted. Boom, do what it do. And do it before 2 p.m. when they start rushing. Get it done. Take your time. Get it done. Cool. The girl does not do what, and I heard the lady too. Let me tell y'all exactly what the lady said. She said, when you get done, can you print two receipts, staple them back to back? And I know what she's doing because this is an old lady who's been an accounting major since the first day of whatever. So she's going to do two things. She's going to take the copy off that she needs when she gets there. That's going to go in. I know exactly why she's doing it. Because she can pull the little teeth staples out, pull it straight out, put it back in, boom, boom. I get it. Kudos to you for being that kind of persistent-ass person. I get it. I love you. We're grateful for you. Old girl is already having a bad day, and she's just trying to rush you along. And today is a day to give some grace. But for whatever was going on before I got in there, I guess it has been something in there since I got in there. Whatever transpired before I got in there, there was a lot of tension in the air. So I wasn't even trying to be a problem. So I was like, hey, listen, ma'am, I just need 66 cents. But while you're here, I need to check something out. So she does the job for me. boom, boom, boom. And so I'm getting ready to leave. And so she's like, hey, but if you need to do that, are you doing it today or Friday? I was like, well, I'm not coming back today. And she was like, oh. She was like, well, bet, fill this out. Old girl in the back says she going to hold it to whatever, whatever. And then you just let me know. It's just great. I mean, like literally in like 30 seconds, she gave me everything that I needed, gave me everything I needed to go, told me what I needed to do, scheduled me a time to come back on Friday, and we was in and out, and boom, 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 amid the chaos. But let me tell you what happened when old girl didn't staple that thing back to back. Now, you heard the song that we was playing. If y'all didn't hear what we was playing, let's go back. This is what we was playing when we first came around the corner. All right, that's what we was playing when we pulled up to the post office. Now, I didn't know the energy was already in that. The song came on and I was riding. So I do what I do. Shorty goes over there and was just like, yo. Boom, 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 boom. Grandma turned back around. Boom, boom, boom. So let me give it to you real world, because I'm trying to be nice, because I don't want old Miss Gladys, because Miss Gladys could have took it another way, but Miss Gladys was fed the fuck. Whatever was going on in the post office before I got in there, for all the people who were still in there to witness, Miss Gladys was fed the fuck up, because it was all types of chaos going on when I walked. Understand, when I say there was all types of chaos, you had boy-girl who had did a double transaction on different card situation going on, trying to get the postmaster to come out there. Then you had another situation where the dude was trying to mail something, but it wasn't the right thing. You had a little girl standing there holding the box. Her parents was blocking up the front door because she'd been sitting there holding the fucking box forever, and it was one of those prepaid packages that already was stamped paid for. She could have just left it at the counter and went on about her damn day, but she just standing in this damn line looking confused, and she under nine, so at the end of the day, she didn't know. She just saw a line. She got in that bitch. She in school. She don't care. Hey, it's a line right here. In school, we get in line, bitch. So she got in line. She was not wrong, sir. Leave her alone. Leave her the fuck alone. But what happened when grandma said, I was thrown, because grandma said what she said in the beginning. She said, staple it back to back on both sides with the receipt in the middle. Boom, 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 boom. That girl just did whatever the fuck she wanted to do. So grandma said out her mouth, y'all just do whatever the fuck y'all want to do in here. I said, oh, we done got turned. What the fuck did I walk into? Because I went to go check a box first that came over here. And, you know, I filled all my stuff and put it in the envelope. I was just ready to just get a lady my thing and just pay. And grandma is over here turned. But I heard what grandma said. I heard what the fuck grandma said, and she meant every second and every millisecond of what she said. This is all grandma heard. When she stapled this, this is what went through grandma's ears right now. Right now. This is all grandma said. Grandma was ready. Grandma was pissed. Oh, y'all just do whatever the hell y'all want to do up in here. I was like, oh. But listen, she said it, you know that over 60, somewhere between 55 and 70, like I don't know what range that is, but it's right there. It's like they still sassy, but they on the verge of, you know, hey, any day it could be a day where they really got to go sit down for a long time. So I don't know what day that is, but I'm just saying it, she in that range, okay? And so I was just like, oh, she really pissed off. She's been doing this for 33 years, pissed off. Like, I came in here, and I've been asking for this the same way every time, and it's always when I get one of you know how she said it in that spirit. I just need you to understand that the Lil John, this David Banner, Lil Scrappy, Trillville, you know, Trick Daddy, you know, one of them kind of aerosols, that's where she was coming from with her words, but it was classy, like, you know, Like, you know, like she probably sat on the porch at 227. So it had that kind of sass to it, but that, you know, that hip hop, I will bust a cap off of the bitch right now. Swag to it. So I was really thrown aback when she said it. And so the girl was like, well, the girl said back out of her mouth to grandma, well, you know we busy up in here. And she goes, too busy to just do what somebody asked you to do, and that's the fucking problem in here, and walked out. I said, oh, whew, my Lanta, you know, I'm happy I got this hot toddy down. I can put this in my mouth. But at the time, I was, you know, when your mouth be open and you just be looking for any way to close that bitch, you hope a candy hit your tongue, you put a sandwich in your mouth so that way people can't tell your mouth. Like, my mouth was just the fuck open because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't prepare for this. I was in a great, listen, we gonna get into this because I want to tell y'all what this means to me. But I was in a great place. And then Grandma was straight knock if you buck. And I ain't mad at Grandma. Grandma didn't do anything wrong. And so I went back outside and I said, listen, let me get on this bike. And I said, okay, we gonna start our ride home. And so the next song came on and I rode out. And it was a cool ass song. Like it really got me into a good place. I'm gonna play it for y'all because it was a great song for me. Like it really did what I needed it to do. So we're gonna take a break. We're gonna continue to get into the rest of this. We're gonna talk about what this 11:22 means to me. So we're gonna talk about that when we come back and finish up the story a little bit. So we'll be right back after this commercial break. We just took a quick break. That's what I rolled back out of the post office with because I didn't know what was going on. I was just a little perplexed. There was a lot that happened, a lot that was going on. And today is 11:22. If you listen, I'm gonna read this to you. I want y'all to. Somebody sent this to me. They sent me the angel number for 11:22, and that's what I was hoping that someone would send to me. And I'm going to read this because I want to share this to you. And I've read this before. Well, I've read a different version of this before, but it's impactful that you understand what it means to me. So the angel number 1122 represents oneness, connection, and completion. When this number keeps showing up in your life, it is thought to mean that the angels are with you on your journey, and they want to guide you in the right direction, okay? Not only does the number 112, angel number, represent connection through oneness and completion, it also represents abundance. The 1122 angel number meaning can apply to your life in many different ways, so it's up to you to decipher what your guardian angels are telling you. If you are repeatedly seeing 1122, it may be a good idea to pay attention to when you are seeing it and what's on your mind and at that time and what's going on around you. If you see 1122 and have a friend in mind each time, it can mean that the universe is providing you the insight and opportunity to connect on a deeper level with that person. Maybe you've been out of touch with this friend for a while, and they could really benefit from your friendship. Or let's say A farmer notices a clock at 1122 every day, every time it's raining. Maybe that means their harvest will be more abundant than usual. When looking into why angel numbers are showing up in your life, it's important to pay close attention to the details so that you can know how to choose your next step. 1122 angel number is one of support. Your guardian angels are causing you to notice the clock when it reads 1122 because they want you to know you are on the right path to receive the greatest blessings in your life. If you have noticed this time often enough to sense a pattern, it would be a good idea to focus on what's in your life that requires completion or that you feel is lacking balance. In seeing this angel number, more often the universe is sending you a message to center your focus on what you may have been neglecting. The aspect of oneness that comes with the 1122 should motivate you to pinpoint what's in your life is separated into two that should be unified. Your guardian angel wants you to succeed in sending you the message of angel number 1122. They are giving you the affirmation that you have been lacking to keep going and make your dreams come true. Oh, listen now. Listen, y'all. We'll try to hear this now. The angel number twin flame, a reunion of any kind can be a great thing to witness. A twin flame reunion can be an immensely beautiful experience if the two halves of the whole are ready to fully commit to one another. Twin flame reunion numbers represent just that, the act of twin flames pairing, coming back together, and reconciling any issue that causes them to separate. 1122 is one of those reunion numbers, as it is the culminating of master numbers 11, which represents heightened intuition and natural intelligence, and 22 representing a natural leader. These natural talents go together well naturally. A leader can be strong and be bold, but without adding intuition, can find themselves in negative situations. Both parts of the relationship are necessary to fully succeed. The angel numbers 1122 mean, as it relates to twin flames, is heavily reliant on the connection of oneness, meaning the number itself. When a couple decides to go separate ways, it is not done so light to work on their issues that arose in their relationship and come back together and try again. A much deeper connection is formed. The aspect of oneness represents the two twin flame halves of the one soul that they both originated from. And coming back together, unity is displayed in the most raw and vulnerable way. A committed relationship. 1122 resides in intelligence, intuition, truth, and opportunity. The angel number 22 represents selflessness, adaptability, balance, and harmony. Seeing either 11 or 22 on a regular basis can mean that you will be presented with a new challenging opportunity, but you will be able to adapt and prevail. It could also mean that you should rely on intuition in order to bring balance and harmony into your life. Trust that you know what's best for you and your future and rely on trust, remembering that your guardian angels are supporting you on your journey. Angel numbers 11 holds meaning in all aspects of life, but is grounded in significance when it comes to within. While the 22 angel number meaning is more prevalent in aspects of outwardly effects of lives of those it comes across. There are times when your intelligence or intuition may seem to threaten the balance you've created for your life, but deep down you know it's true and you can trust yourself. Seeing 1122 could be an opportunity to set you to remember and trust your instincts. A big part of the angel number 1122 is connection. It is no different from the meaning of 1122 angel number in love. Relationships are built on the bond and connections we form with one another and in love. That connection should be stronger than anything else in life. Life can be messy at times, and it's no secret that loving relationships can be strained or even lost. If you're seeing angel number 1122 and you're worried about your current relationship or even one that was recently lost, you should take it as a good sign you are being presented with an opportunity to reconcile that relationship. The aspect of oneness and completion that follow the angel numbers are often met with separation and failure, but can turn around in your favor if you allow the universe to guide you. And it's just, for me, that's so powerful because, like I said, this is National Elizabeth Day. And before we end the show tonight, I'm going to tell you why we celebrate this day. And it's powerful because there's a lot of significance in who she is and what she brings to the table. And this day is very significant. I always tell people where we find the weirdest things to be strong about and the craziest things to find oneness in. But I found oneness in my daughter. Like, for me, oneness was me connecting with her. I took the time to bond with her. But I didn't bond with her through her. I bond with her through her mother. Because my daughter still has to always be my daughter. So even though I have an amazing, wonderful one-on-one connection with my daughter, I still make it important that I bond with her through her mother. And so many parents forget that there is another parent involved. Like, we make it so much about ourselves and what we do for our kids when it's time to do for our kids, but we often forget that there is another parent who has feelings, who has emotions, who have desires, who have wants, who have needs, who bring something to the table. And so many times it's our personalities, our flaws, our trauma, our goals, accomplishments, our ego, our failures, that is standing between us and having a great relationship with everybody that's involved in a relationship. Because I always ask people, are you mono or poly? And everyone always tells me that they're mono, and I said, you can't believe that. And they say, but I am. And I always explain this. You cannot be. It's unfathomable to me. Because you have a relationship with everyone that you come in contact with, whether you want to or not. That relationship sometimes can be short. That relationship can be long. That relationship can have different moments, pockets where y'all run into each other and connect and don't connect. But what you do have to acknowledge, and you have to acknowledge it whether you want to or not, our energy and who we are and what we do and where we go, it impacts everything. Not just you, not just your kid, not just your mama, not just your dog, you know, because we think that the energy that we're giving off doesn't have any impact on anyone else. We think that because we did what we did, that now all of a sudden, It just disappears into the middle of the night just because we said it. Just because we said it. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to dedicate a couple of songs to Lizzie Bapp tonight. So I have a particular song that whenever, for any of my kids, whenever their mothers are pregnant, there's a particular song that I play. I play it quite regularly, quite frequently when I'm when I know that I have a child that's on the way. And it's actually my favorite child. It's one of my favorite songs to play because at the end of the day, I always feel like as much as we give the world our best, I feel like there are people, there are situations, and there are just things that people don't know, don't understand, or don't believe about us. And so a lot of times as parents, we don't get an opportunity to always say what we want to say. And so there were a lot of things that were said in the song that I always felt like that if anything was to ever happen to me, that someone would say these things to my kids. And so this was one of the first songs that I played when I found out that Elizabeth was going to be born. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
To my ever since my birth, I've been cursed since I'm going to wear. The kings I never get to holler at my unborn child. Many things under the prison, the blessings still living, trying to earn every penny that I'm getting. I reminisce of the beginning of my mission. When I was conceived, they came to be in this submission. My mom was the fierce alive, then you parent, but she drowned. When she with this baby boy, ripped the ground. To the room when I dropped out and left the house, cause my mom said I'm good for nothing. So I'm out, since I only got one life to live. God forgive me for my sins, let me break it, and I'll never see you again, or never again. My only friend is my misery. Hoping revenge for the agony you did to me. See my life makes promise, but it sure gets better. Hope you understand my love better. To my unborn child, to my unborn child, to my unborn child,
she's going to make it, a child's going to make it, different things, and especially in this case, like, today I was crying. I was on my bike. I was in full tears today. And it was funny because one of my good friends, Eve, had posted, when's the last time you cried? And I told her, I said, I'm sure it'll be this week, the heavy week, and was talking to another friend of mine and today, and she was just like, you know, I know how heavy of a week it is for you this weekend. You know, I hope you get through it. And I was just like, you know, for the first time, like, this week hasn't been heavy for me. Like, I really, not, you know, don't get me wrong, I've been immersed in work. Lots been going on. But this week hasn't been heavy because I've been looking forward to today because I knew I was going to celebrate Elizabeth, and I cried because if you read 1122, that's one of Elizabeth's power numbers. Like, that number is very significant to her journey. And so to listen to those numbers and to know for the things that I prayed over my child, because I don't care what you believe in. I don't care if you believe in spirituality, chanting, whatever it is that you do as parents, you need to go do that and put your energy over your child. That's your child that's coming into this plane, coming onto this earth, coming into this realm, whatever the hell it is you believe in. I'm not here to tell you what to believe in, but that's your child. And if you know that's your child, especially as a man, you need to go do what you need to do to be in that child's life the right way. There are some right ways and sirs, we do some dumbass shit the wrong way as well. We need to be in our kids' life the right way. But I was in full-on tears. So I knew I was trying to get around, to come back around. So I was like, okay, let me get ready to skip this song. And so I was like, let me skip this song. And so as I skipped the song, I was in my head. I need y'all to understand where I was at this point in my head. I wasn't trying to be better than anyone. I wasn't trying to be greater than anyone. I wasn't trying to, I wasn't trying to do anything. I was just on my bike. I was riding. I was on my way home. I was getting ready to come back, and I was getting ready to spend some time with Elizabeth. And I need y'all to understand, I was riding, and I was in full down tears. So understand, it's kind of cold and chilly out. So understand the wind already playing a part with this, but I already know that I'm tearing up. You know, it's like the Temptation song, I Wish It Would Rain. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, the wind and everything made it okay for me to be teary-eyed because I was riding the bike. But I knew I was crying. And so this song was on, and I was completely just, this song I'm going to play next was on. And this is just where I kind of just, like, lost it for the day a little bit. Like, I completely just kind of just shut down, and it just kind of just, it just took it from there.
Thank you. That is what I heard.
I mean, if you wasn't paying attention like I wasn't, you would have thought rounds was going off. And so as I'm coming around the corner in the park, as I'm in full tears, just gliding down the hill, making my way downtown, almost home, I hear it. Set pulls me. I mean, you ever been yanked out of an inner moment thing, because like you're just cruising. It's almost like you're almost having an out-of-body experience, like you're doing something, but you're watching yourself kind of like doing it. You're in one of those realms. That's where I was, and that's what I hear over that. And at first, it was so on key. I was like, damn, was DMX on this track? And I was like, nah, DMX wasn't on this track. Nah, this wasn't a DMX track. Because, like, the way the cadence came in, it could have been something that DMX did with a growl or a bark or something like that. But it was a homeless man going through whatever he was going through, just seeking attention. And it pulled me back into reality. And there's one last song that we'll close out the show tonight with that played. First off, I want to do two things. Because when we come back on Sunday, we'll get back into the normal flow of the show, with the scripted show and all the stuff that you guys pay sponsorships and all that. We're going to get back on that on Sunday. That's cool. Like, tonight was not about sponsors. It wasn't about paying bills. It wasn't about anything else tonight. Tonight was about getting back to the art of what I do. I started this in June in 2008, I was sitting in a hotel in Dubai when I did my very first show. And I wanted to pay homage to the oneness of my daughter allowing me to get back to doing what I do. And just the oneness of everything coming full circle and truly being able to do what I love to do and have been doing this since 2008. Because we're celebrating tonight. And I also kind of need y'all to do the same thing, though, but I need you guys to celebrate. Right now, and as you go into this holiday season, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be depressed. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to be sad. There's going to be a lot of people that's going – but for all the stuff that's going wrong, I want you to look at over the last 5 years. Go back the last 5 years of your life, and I want you to look at that microcosm of your life. And some of y'all deserve a pat on the fucking back. Some of y'all need to give yourself a hug. Some of y'all need to actually understand that it's okay to say, you know what, I made it through some shit. It's not a badge of honor that you should carry all the fucking time. Like, hang that motherfucker the fuck up. Some of y'all just always got that bitch the fuck out. I ain't talking to y'all. The bitches is always, oh, my God, did you see what I just did 33 seconds ago? No, bitch. We tired of looking the fuck at you. We are literally talking about the people who literally grind in the background. They're adulty or adult. They're the person that everybody goes to when they're usually the strong person in the group. When the person you thought was strong, it's usually that person standing back in the background that you didn't realize that's really doing the work. That person that you didn't really realize, that you didn't even know. If you could slap them on the forehead with a quarter, you probably would, because you didn't even know that they were valuable to your fucking life, that person. those are the people y'all don't think about, and those are the people that y'all don't give credit to because you're too busy enjoying your fucking life. It's the guy who is always at the door with the key. It's the person who – it's you don't even give credit to some of the most consistent motherfuckers in your life because you're too busy worrying about being fucking great. There are a lot of selfish individuals right now. I'm not talking about you. I am talking about the people who relinquish all rights to themselves to make sure that everyone else around them is always taken care of. Those people are few and far in between the five. There's a lot who try. But then not only do they say it, but they are consistent. You can count on them like the sun comes back around the earth. Talking about y'all, give yourselves a pat on the fucking back. You earned every the fuck thing that you are getting in this seat. And if you ain't started getting it when it starts to come in and it trickles in for the next couple of years, enjoy the fruits of your fucking labor. You earned it. You went back to school. You bought a house. You fixed your credit. All the dumb shit that everybody was laughing at you about doing, all that shit that they, oh, that's a stupid-ass degree. You wouldn't have got a degree in some shit you could use. Everybody else out here getting degrees in motherfucking underwater basket weaving. I mean, if it works for you and you can go get paid what you're trying to get paid for, who am I to tell you that's a dumb degree? Do you? But make sure that your plan is solid. For those of you who made sure your plan was solid, that when they was giving out free money to go back to school, and if you went to school and took these types of programs, and those people who are now in those jobs or those trades or those programs, and now they out here and they pretty good and they straight and they successful in life, and now you over here looking at them because you still in the Section 8, the project, staying on your mama's house, your baby mama's house, your baby daddy's house, your baby daddy's friend's house. Whatever your situation, that is not everybody else the fuck's fault. Account of the fuckability. And I'm going to keep putting the fuck in there because I think in order for y'all to get it, somebody got to cuss a little bit in my shows and the dope show. So if you listen to this, you're already supposed to be over the age of 18. If not, go on Blog Talk Radio and look at the parameters of what you already signed up for because I'm not, they told me that's what the rules are. So y'all shouldn't be listening to me if you're not of age. That's your mama's fault. This is not for 18 and nothing. Because you have to be clear about be clear of what your intentions are. Men, listen. Let me help y'all with something that would get y'all. Man, listen. At the end of the day, I tell people all the time. I try to use my powers for good. It's a lot of vagina I could have snatched on some whole shit if I chose to. Just on some whole shit. We're not even going to go into the factual shit. Like, just on some whole shit, it's a lot of vagina that I could have just snatched. Sirs, y'all left unattended, uncared for, unappreciated, just bewildered, disheveled, behooved. And I chose to use my powers for good and help y'all. Like, sirs, let me do a national PSA for those of y'all that are listening to me in the greater table. On Elizabeth's day. There are so many relationships that I have because, sirs, I'm not trying to steal y'all's vagina. I want y'all to be successful in your marriage. I tell people all the time, I do not believe in fucking up marriage. But, sirs, here's what I need y'all to understand. While y'all are trying to blame every the fuck else person, look at what you're not. Let me tell you something. I asked my wife a serious question, and I'm going to give y'all. People be like, yo, dudes be all the time saying, I would love to have your wife. And I said, no, you wouldn't. And so I'm going to give you a clue. So people always want to say, you talk about your wife and what you do for her. I'm going to give you a secret. I'm gonna let you If you're listening tonight, I'm going to let you in on an intimate detail about why I did what I did, okay, with one situation. Shira came to tell me, no, I'm going to use her actual name. Shira came to tell me she was pregnant with a little bit. She was scared to death. She didn't know what to say. She didn't know what to say. She looked at me and she was like, I don't really know how to tell you this. And I was like, what, that you pregnant? She was like, what, you knew? I said, ma'am, I told her that anybody who's ever been around me, they will tell you. I will pretty much tell them when they're pregnant, and then they will look at me and look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, no. I can pretty much tell you exactly when, and they will literally go back to the doctor, and the doctor will just about confirm within that week. They'll tell you this is that week's range. It could have been anywhere from here to here, and then I'll give them a date, and that date will generally either be a couple of days before in that week or a couple of days after that weekend. They're always within that range. So I knew she was pregnant. Like, listen, I've called all my kids but one. Now, one, I'm not going to lie, I almost turned over a whole motherfucking house. That's another story for another day. But all my kids I called. I've called a lot of other people's kids, too. But she was like, I was scared to tell you. I was like, why was you scared? She's like, because I know you said you didn't want to have any more kids. And I said, well, yeah, I said that. I said, but, you know, some people don't listen, but it's all good. And so I said, but that's a conversation we'll have for another day. And we definitely had that conversation. But the important part was, let's talk about this kid. Do you want to have it? I want to have it. I said, you do know that this is going to be, they say you're not supposed to be a bad kid. Okay. I at least want to have one. And I tell dudes all the time, like, sir, if a chick tell you she don't want kids, she don't want kids right now. If she ain't got kids and she don't want kids, she don't want kids right now. That's only dependent upon age, because there's going to become a certain age that if she ain't got kids, she's going to realize that this is going to slowly start becoming a time where she can't have kids, and then she's going to understand that there's a time where it's just absolutely not in the picture. And the pressure comes in different ways. Some people just don't give no fucks. Other people have all their different circumstances. But what I find to be the most magical thing is there's something about being a dad. All of my parenting situations are completely different. And I listen, when people get mad at me all the time, they say, you overshare. I don't give a fuck. What you can't do is use the truth against me. Bitch, if it's the truth, it's the truth. That's your conscience. You deal with it. I don't give a fuck. We can have the conversation. Nothing I've ever done has been to hinder, or harm anyone. I believe ELE. We bringing that back. Everybody love everybody. Shit. There's no the fuck reason why we should be walking around here the fuck angry and mad if we all have the same fucking objectives. I just, like, for the life of me, I can't understand. Y'all are angry and y'all keep claiming we have the same fucking objectives. Y'all niggas can't even get together to have a fucking bowl of rice without fucking fighting, bickering, or da-da-da. Everything turns into a fucking competition with us. Can we breathe for a second? Can we actually just stop for a second as a community, as a group? Because it's 10-10. Where you been? Did you get my message? Listen, whenever I see that, I always do that. Like, 10-10 is a number. Listen, somebody send me 10-10 as a number. We got to do that. But on some real stuff, yo, like, one of the things that I need y'all to understand is we have to be stronger together. Today was important to me for a reason. Today is the day that Elizabeth came home for the first time. She had to make a certain weight And we was hoping, because this would be like the last day before, if I'm not mistaken, it would be the last day before Thanksgiving. So we was like, yo, we need you to do what you got to do so you can come home, Trout. Thanksgiving is like this, you know, like Thanksgiving is coming up. We need you to come home. Like, this is like the last possible day for them to be able to release her, to be able to come home and get her ready to come home before Thanksgiving. So, she came home that day. Like, that was the day that we got to take her outside of the hospital, let her experience outside for the very first time, and go home and go into the house for the first time and be in a home and have both her parents take her in that home at the same time together. For people who don't ever get to experience that as parents, like, you can't tell people what that feels like. Especially when you have a micro preemie, you know, when you have, there's, you know, when she was born, their cell phones is bigger than her and way more than her, you know. So it's like to see her go through her entire battle and understand in the group that she falls under. I think, like, the group that she's actually under, I think 90% of all kids, 90-something percent of all kids in that group don't make it. And the highest success rate in that group is Black. The weirdest statistic that's out there. Like, that's the one statistic that they're like, yo, consistently we see in micropreemie, the highest success rate is in Black girls. And when we found out what category that she fell into, you know, we researched her while she was in the hospital. We did our due diligence as parents. We did our research, but we talked to everybody involved. But that very first day, she asked me, she goes, if I have her, I need help. And I said, here's what I'm going to promise you. You have her, and I'll do everything in my power to make sure that you can be a mom. And whatever that looks like, we'll make sure that you can be a mom. And it's always funny because her biggest fear is always that she's mom. And I'm like, but you forgot, my first promise to you was that I would make sure that you could always be mom. And so we get so caught up in that life is happening and that whatever's going on, that people are so quick to forget that their word is supposed to mean everything. Me and my family, we don't even have a lot of rules. Like, we probably got about 8 rules in our, like, in our whole, like, marriage, like, family, whatever. But, like, those 8 rules, like, we like, you could ask any of us, and we know, like, you don't have to, because we're the same. We have the same principles, like, lock and step. And so having Elizabeth and having that oneness, it was easy because it was easy conversations to have. Like, we had some real conversations. That's my best friend. I tell people all the time. Greatest thing about having a best friend is, yo, that bro, I got access to my passcode. She done seen every naked, everything that has ever been sent to my phone. Care how you feel about it. If you're on it and you've been naked, she's seen it. And people get mad. I'm like, yo, listen, just understand. I don't throw stuff away. So if it's in my, listen, I am not the person that you listen. I tell people all the time, hey, if something happened to me, just throw it in the river. They don't want to go through that. Because they listen. Y'all, listen. And the greatest thing about technology is y'all can go back and just get rid of your old shit. Update your stuff. Permanently remove some stuff. Let some old technology just go to die. so that way you can move on and move forward. Because some of y'all be setting y'all stuff up for failure. Listen, y'all girls see every sirs, be better. Just do better. There's absolutely no the fuck reason for y'all to be that messy and to think that y'all women are that stupid. I'm not preaching tonight because this is Elizabeth's Day. So I'm going to get ready to end this. I'm sorry. I think I accidentally brought somebody onto the show. I didn't realize I had a guest over there. They've been there the whole time. I appreciate you. Y'all do know y'all can call into the show 319-527-6703. And y'all can talk to me if y'all have questions or want to come in. We do have tonight I'm not letting anyone come onto the show because the production manager is not on the show tonight. She usually screens our calls, but she is having her bonding time with Lizzie Bapp on National Lizzie Bapp Day. So y'all just got me like it used to be when we first started this. We've come all the way back to T-Spot Studio. If you know about T-Spot Studio, that's all the way back on the back page. On Sunday, I'm going to tell y'all a story about that happened this morning on Sunday. We're going to wrap up here because the story's done. It's Lizzie Bapp's Day. This is her first weekend home for Thanksgiving day. She came home on this day. Thanksgiving was her first holiday at home. So over Thanksgiving holiday, we've made it a new tradition. We kind of just like celebrate her. So it's when that time's out for school, we let her be out for school. We spend time with her. We laugh. We joke. Last year we did popcorn. I think she came out with popcorn. But we just do different things. Today it was a lot of bacon and egg whites. And what did she want? Of course she wants some milk. And yeah, she's on this donut kick. So I'm trying to not get fat. Like, she has a fat girl person that she loves flavor. If I take her home, she can stay at my nephew's house because he cooks the way she likes to eat. She wants all the flavor in it. And she wants all the fat. Like, she wants 1,000 pounds of sugar if she can have it. Definitely, I have to watch my weight for her. Listen, Elizabeth will make you put on a Backstreet Boy for the shit she be asking for. And it's like, you know, between her and her brother, I don't know which one was the worst. Because, let's see, Nas, they still got them all beat. His first thing he ever asked me for was Peking Duck. So she ain't beat her brother yet. But this last song that I'm going to play, and I'm going to let end the night for us. It was funny because I skipped song right after that because I was like, well, whenever I'm riding, if something like really messes up the vibe and it takes me out, because usually I just ride song after song because I got a nice playlist. But this last song that I'm going to play just really put me in a great place. And I was really happy with who I was at the moment, at the time. And so, again, like I said, you learn to just enjoy life just a little bit. So, we're going to get this last one. All right, y'all. So we're going to play this last song, and then we're going to get up out of here. Shout out to Elizabeth. I love you. I'm
Oh.